Good morning. My name is Eric Sklar. I'm president of the California Fish and Game Commission, and this is the May 5th, 14th meeting of the Fish and Game Commission. You have been placed on mute if you're an attendee. When it is time for members of the public to speak, you will receive instructions on how to indicate you would like to speak on an agenda item. Speakers will be unmuted individually. I'm going to ask Deputy Executive Director Rachel Valenti to share a few technical notes, please. Rachel.
Good morning. If you are participating on the Zoom webinar and calling in by phone, please make sure that your phone number and your Zoom webinar are linked. If you logged into Zoom first and used the Call Me option, the linkage happened automatically. If you called in separately using another option, please find the mute button at the bottom of the screen and click once on the arrow just to the right. This will bring up a menu where you can select switch to phone audio. You should see a dialog box with a four-digit number. On your phone, press pound, then the four-digit number, and then pound again to link your phone audio to your Zoom webinar. Please note, if you are joining by phone only, staff will identify you by the last three digits of your phone number. If you are having any technical difficulties with the meeting, please contact cnrait@resources.ca.gov. That's the preferred method. Again, cnrait@resources.ca.gov. Or if you need to, 916-653-8486. Both of those, that number and email address are available on the public agenda. I'd also like to note that Zoom has a question and answer feature. That button is at the bottom middle of your screen, and attendees can use the Q&A feature to ask staff questions related to the meeting. Please note that this feature cannot be used to message commissioners directly and is for meeting-related questions only. Please do not use the Q&A feature for technical assistance. Instead, use the email and phone number that I just mentioned and on the agenda. And Zoom's chat feature is not enabled during this meeting. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Rachel. Really appreciate it. So now I'm officially calling the meeting to order and asking for a roll call from Sherry, please.
Good morning. President Sklar?
Here.
Vice President Murray?
Here.
Commissioner Hostler-Karmason?
Here.
Commissioner Burns?
Here.
Commissioner Silva?
Commissioner Silva? You need to unmute.
I'm here.
Okay, great. We hear you now. Thank you, Commissioner Silva. So we have a quorum and the meeting may continue. I'd like to introduce Executive Director Melissa Henson-Miller to talk about, to make introductions and talk about the meeting process.
Great. Thank you very much, President Sklar. For members of the public, if you have access to the internet and are not planning to make a public comment, you may listen to the meeting via our regular webcast by visiting the commission website at fgc.ca.gov. We ask that only those who plan to make public comment or who do not have internet access to listen to the meeting participate by phone. This year is the 150th year of the California Fish and Game Commission working in partnership with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Our goal is the preservation of our heritage and conservation of our natural resources through informed decision making. These meetings of the commission are vital to achieving that goal. So in that spirit, we provide the following information to be as effective and efficient toward that end. We are operating under the Bagley-Keene Open Meeting Act, and these proceedings are being recorded and broadcast. In the unlikely event of an emergency, please note the location of the nearest emergency location, emergency exit at your location. items may be heard in any order pursuant to the determination of the presiding commissioner, which in this case is President Sklar. And the amount of time for each agenda item may be adjusted based on time available and the number of speakers. We will ask how many speakers we have before taking public comment, so please be prepared when your name is called. When you speak, please state your name and any affiliation, and please be respectful. Disruptions will not be tolerated. Time is precious, so please be as concise as possible. If you'd like to receive meeting agendas and regulatory notices about those subjects that are of interest to you, please visit the Commission's website, again, fgc.ca.gov, and sign up for our electronic mailing lists on the right-hand side of the Commission's website. If you're interested in requesting a regulation change, those requests must be submitted in writing using a form that's available on our website, petition to the California Fish and Game Commission for regulation change. And it's also available from staff via email. Feel free to contact us if you need a copy. And then just a reminder to please silence your other electronic devices to avoid any interruptions during the meeting. Thank you very much, President Sklar.
Thank you, Melissa. I'd now like to ask if there are any public officials on the call. If there are, I'd like you to raise your hand right now, just if you're a public official or a tribal leader. Everybody else, please do not raise your hand or it will confuse things. You can do that by raising the Zoom, on the Zoom screen, the raise your hand feature, or if you're calling in by pressing #2 only one time. If you press it twice, you'll take your hand down again. So please do that right now. And then James, let me know if any public officials have raised their hand, please.
Looks like nobody raised their hand yet.
Let's give them another just a couple seconds. And if nobody does, then we'll go on to the next item.
Still nobody.
Okay, then we're going to go on to public comment, item number 2 on the agenda. Public comment is for any member of the public to comment on any item not on the agenda today. So if it's on the agenda, please hold for those items 3, 4, and or 5. If you'd like to comment during public comment, please raise your hand by using the raise hand button on the Zoom feature or pressing again #2 on your phone. Again, only press it once. You will hear your line has been unmuted. So, and you may also need to unmute yourself if you muted it on your phone. At this point, I see one hand up. We're going to wait another second or so to see if anybody else raises their hand. James, will I see raised hands of people who phoned in as well as Zoom on the list there?
Yes, you will.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And President Sklar, could we also ensure that we have approval of the agenda and order of items from the commission?
I apologize for missing that. Yes, real quickly, we'll do that. I'd like to consider approving the agenda and the order of items. Anybody like to make a motion on that?
I'll make a motion, President Sklar.
Is there a second?
And I'll second.
Motion made by Vice President Murray, seconded by Commissioner Hassler-Harmison. All in favor, please do a roll call, please.
Vice President Murray?
Aye.
Commissioner Hassler-Harmison?
Aye.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Silva?
Aye.
President Sklar?
Great, aye. The agenda is approved, and we're going back to public comment, item number 12. I see only one member of the public, Phoebe Lenhart. James, will you please unmute her? And Ms. Lenhart, please go ahead. You'll have 3 minutes.
Allow me to talk now.
Good morning, Ms. Lenhart, you're unmuted, please speak. You might want to check your unmute button on your phone. Ms. Lenhart, are you there? Phoebe Lenhart, you're unmuted, but your phone may be muted or your computer may be muted. Give her just one more second to see if she can figure out. I'll tell you what, Ms. Hunter, if you can hear, please call the number that was given at the beginning of the broadcast. I can give it to you again right now. It is, if I can find it here. I'm sorry, Melissa, here it is. 916-653-8486. And maybe a member of our staff can help you figure out how to get, and we'll come back to you. I'm sorry that you weren't able to speak right now, but we will allow you to speak if you find a way to connect, okay? That moves us on to item number 3, Central Valley Sport Fishing. Staff lead is Ari. Ari, would you please lead us off?
Thank you, President Sklar. This item is to consider adopting proposed changes to Central Valley Sport Fishing regulations. The notice hearing was at the December 2019 meeting in Sacramento. There were discussion hearings in February and April of 2020. This The commission generally adopts regulations every year to bring state law into conformance with federal fishery management goals for Central Valley salmon. And I believe we are going to hear some more information from Roger Bloom, who is acting fisheries branch chief for the department.
All right, thanks, Ari. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, please.
Thank you. Good morning, President Sklar, commissioners, commission staff, Director Bonham, and department staff. Following up on what Ari said, we're moving forward with the same proposal that we discussed at the last commission meeting with proposed bag limits for the Lower American, the Feather River, and the McCollumy and Sacramento River, with a daily bag limit of 2 fish, a possession limit of 4 fish. Other additional changes include extending the salmon fishing season on the Sacramento River between Deschutes Road Bridge and Red Bluff Diversion Dam from August 1, which was previously ending on December 16th, and we're proposing to extend that to the 31st. We're also requesting and recommending the removal of some outdated regulations pertaining to the take of coho salmon on the Lower Feather River below Oroville. And also we're recommending prohibiting fishing at some flood control structures that have the tendency to pool and aggregate federally listed species.
Great, thank you very much. We now want to invite public comment. If anybody would like to comment on this item before we have, unless any commissioners have any questions, I'm sorry, for either Roger or Ferrari. Okay, hearing none, I see that we have one person asking to speak, Mark Smith. Please unmute Mark, and Mark, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can. Please go ahead.
On behalf of the Northern California Guides and Sportsmen's Association, I want to thank the commission and the department and all the staff that work on this issue again. Again, several years ago, we approached you to have this sort of interim commission meeting so that the adoption of these regulations could be done in a manner that allowed for more time and communication. Since the April conversation, we've actually been able to communicate with the department twice. And again, we appreciate the way that the commission has moved forward in allowing this additional time for discussion. We remain in support of the same comments we made in April, the 2-week extension on the Sacramento River above the Red Bluff Diversion Dam. Thank you very much. We agree with the option for 2 on the Sacramento and the decision to take 3 fish on the Feather River. Would appreciate the commission considering and adopting those regulations today. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you, Mark. And I don't see any other further public comment. Ari, what's our next step here, please?
It would be to make a motion.
Okay, would somebody like to make the motion, or is there any questions or comments first, please?
No, I will make the motion though, Eric.
Great, thank you.
The commission, I move that the commission adopts a negative declaration prepared pursuant to California Environmental Quality Act, adopts a proposed project, and adopts the proposed changes to section 2.35 and 7.00 and subsection 7.50B, 5, 68, 124, and 156.5.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Hassler-Carmison?
Aye.
Commissioner Silva?
Aye.
Vice President Murray?
Aye.
President Sklar?
Aye. Thank you all very much. The motion passes unanimously. Next, we're on to 4, Klamath Sport River Fishing. I'm sorry, Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing. Ari, please go ahead.
Thank you, President Sklar. This item is to consider adopting proposed changes to Klamath River Basin sport fishing regulations. The notice hearing was in December 2019 in Sacramento. There were discussion hearings in February and April of 2020. Every year, the commission adopts Klamath River Basin sport fishing regulations to bring state law into conformance with federal fishery management goals. And once again, we will go over to Roger Bloom with the department.
Thanks again, Ari. Can you all hear me?
Yep, we can. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the 2020 proposed Klamath regs from the department. First off, a proposal to increase the daily bag in possession of brown trout to 10 and 20 respectively. Currently, it's a 5 daily bag in possession of 10. In addition to that, increase the minimum fall run Chinook salmon adult size designation to greater than 23 inches in total length. Previously, it was greater than 22. The Klamath River Basin quota range currently is, as I spoke to at the last meeting, estimated between 1,296 and 1,356. We're working within that range, but currently based on the limit and no closure effect, we believe we'll probably be at the low end of that quota at 1,296. Either way, it doesn't change what we're proposing in regards to the daily bag and the seasons. Currently, the daily bag limit we're proposing is 2 fish, no more than 1 adult, greater than 23 inches total length, and a possession limit of 6 fish, no more than 3 adults, greater than 23 inches in length, with the season August 15th to December 31st on the Klamath and September 1st to December 31st on the Trinity.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Any public comment on this item? At this point, I don't see any, but please raise your hand if you'd like to comment on this. Again, I see Mark Smith. Mark, we'll let you go ahead while we wait for anybody else. You have 3 minutes, Mark.
Thank you, President Sklar, members of the commission, director, staff. Again, want to thank the department for the additional time to have this discussion and the consideration of the additional fish into the quota. We are hopefully optimistic that perhaps, the commission can discuss a slightly higher quota, but we will say that we do support the proposal to delineate the adult salmon from 22 up to 23 inches. This is something we've discussed with you repeatedly. There still is a discrepancy in the way that measurements are made, total length versus fork length on this particular system. It is an ongoing conversation that at some point we would like to reconcile with the department. But for right now, we support the proposal and thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make the motion that the commission adopts the negative declaration prepared pursuant to the California Environmental Quality Act, adopts proposed project, and adopts proposed changes to subsection 5.87 print F and 7.50 print B 91.1.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Hassler-Carmison, seconded by Commissioner Burns. Can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Hassler-Carmison.
Aye.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Silva?
Aye.
Vice President Murray?
Aye.
President Sklar?
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. We're now on to item number 5, which is receiving from the CDFW a report on actions taken pursuant to the emergency sport and recreational fishing regulations that we took we did last month. Do we want to lead? Melissa, would you like to lead off?
Thank you, President Sklar. This is just a reminder for those who may not be aware or may not recall that the commission took emergency action to provide authority to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to restrict or limit fishing in particular areas of California as a result of COVID-19. That was done so in coordination with and at the request of specific cities or counties, and in consultation with the president of the commission prior to any action taken. The commission and the director both had made a commitment to use that authority sparingly and only as requested by local governments. And Director Bonham is going to provide us with an update on the specific actions that the department did ultimately take after those requests.
Terrific. Director Bonham, welcome. Director Bonham, are you there?
Yes, okay, President.
We can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Great. Hey, good morning, everyone. And thank you, Commissioners, Public, Melissa. Melissa's correct. That action by you, Commissioners, was on April 15th. It added an emergency regulation to our Code of Regulations, number 8.02, after a whole heck of a lot of public engagement. And to remind folks, it's a emergency approach giving limited ability to the department to temporarily suspend, delay, or restrict recreation. It automatically expires May 31st, and it expressly required me to report back to you, which is the purpose of this agenda item. So after your approval on April 15th, the commission and the department did exactly what we told the public we were going to do. We had been in receipt of requests from three counties, Alpine, Inyo, Mono. You will remember that the recreational trout opener in those counties was scheduled for April 25th. They asked us to delay that temporarily. We did. We made those changes effective April 22nd, going through the Administrative Procedure Act process with the Office of Administrative Law, and those are set to expire May 31st. Subsequent to those three counties, we had one additional county, Sierra, approach us, and after a similar written request from their law enforcement, health, and county levels, the department, after consultation with President Mr. Sklar, agreed to a very specific change in Sierra County related to certain delays for recreational fishing on the Yuba River around Downeysville. So that was the full breadth and extent of what we did. Four counties, we were very open and public about it, after consultation with local government and conferring with the president of the commission. We then activated all of our outreach pathways. We updated the specified phone number, which provides this information as a dial-in educational place for anglers. We updated our website and we pushed this information out through our media contacts. Other than that, we've done nothing until most recently, and I consulted with the president of the commission last night. We are in receipt of an additional letter from Alpine County. We received it on May 6th. It is from the Sheriff's Office and the Board of Supervisors of Alpine County. And as many of us are both living and observing, the state under the leadership of Governor Newsom and local jurisdictions are working collaboratively to move from what we're calling stage one approach for the economy and the public health dynamics around the pandemic into stage two. That means some counties are slowly reopening certain activities. So we received a letter from Alpine County on May 6th. They formally asked us to move the delay, which was set to expire on May 31st, back to May 15th, so that they could open up recreational fishing tomorrow. Because as a county, they are successfully moving from stage one to stage two, and they are slowly bringing businesses back under you know, all appropriate health advisories for operation on May 8th. So I have agreed based on their request, and effective tomorrow, the trout opener, which had been delayed to June 1, will now be pulled back, and the trout season can start in Alpine County on May 15th. That's the totality of what we've done under this emergency regulation. So let me stop there and see if you have any questions.
Commissioners, any questions for Director Bonham? Okay, hearing none, I'm gonna ask any attendees if they'd like to comment on this item. Please raise your hand if you would like to. Again, you do that by raising your hand on the Zoom feature or by pressing #2 on your phone. At this point, I see one attendee asking to speak. That is Wayne. James, if you could unmute him. And James, Wayne, rather, you'll have 3 minutes, please. Wayne, go ahead. If you're muted still. So either unmute yourself or James, have we not unmuted him?
Yeah, I've unmuted him, but he needs to agree to be unmuted on his side, I believe.
Yeah, Wayne, you'll see a little icon saying, do you agree to be unmuted? And you should hit, yeah, there. Hi. You go. Good morning, Hi. Wayne. How are you?
We can hear Hi. You. Hey, I just wanted to comment. This is Wayne Cotto with CCA California. I really want to appreciate Director Bonham being able to come out here and be honest with us and listen to what Alpine says to open up early. This is great news and shows the commitment that and the partnership between us, the anglers, and the commission and the department, that we can all work together. And when good news happens, we can also announce that. So thank you guys very much. This is great news.
Great. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Are there any other anybody else who'd like to speak? I'm going to, Phoebe, if Phoebe's still here, I'm going to ask her to speak in a second, but we'll come back to public comment if she still would like to speak. But in the meantime, there's no action on this, commissioners, or any comments you'd like to make on this before we wrap it up?
And President, I'll add one thing.
Yes, please, Chuck.
So what we will do today is, again, activate our outreach, update the phone information, update the website information, and communicate through our media contacts about the change for Alpine. All other things hold true. Those other decisions expire May 31st. And part of our outreach today will continue to put on the top tier both the request and advice. As anglers go out, we know they will honor all social and physical distancing advice. Doing this wisely and prudently is part of our task, both to enjoy the outdoors when we can open up the opportunity, but use it wisely given we're still in the pandemic phases that we are in.
Great. Thank you very much, Director Bonham. I just want to add that, you know, this process was a little bumpy at first, but then I think we really figured out how to deal with emergencies in the time of shutdown and virtual meetings. The director and I have been in constant contact over this, and I think this has worked out quite well. The local counties got what they needed. We were able to do it in a limited and surgical way. As Director Bonham said, in just a day, some of that fishing will be opened again, and then in just a couple weeks, the rest. So thank everybody for their patience on it and their cooperation. It has proven that we can succeed and do what we need to do in these difficult times. So thank you all. I want to just mention to Ms. Lenhardt, Phoebe Lenhardt, who asked to speak in public comment. I don't see you raising your hand again. If you do want to speak right now, please do. If not, what I would say is if you just simply can't get your audio working, we will include a written comment if you send it in sometime. Okay, she's raised her hand again. Can we try again to see if we can unmute her?
She should be unmuted.
Ms. Lenhardt, are you unmuted? Do you see a button that says unmute yourself? Can you speak?
Hello, Commissioner, President Clark, can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead, please. You have 3 minutes.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate your patience with me and with the technology. Thank you very, very much. I am before you today regarding an item that is not on your agenda and an item that has not been addressed in the past, even though it has been very much a threat. And this is volunteers in Moore County. It's called TAHD. I'm not going to try to pronounce the disease, the organism, the bacteria spelled T-R-E-P-O-N-E-M-E. This disease appeared in Washington State and became a huge problem around 2008 and 2009, and it has affected in Washington State in their herds up to 20% to 90% of the elk. And Dr. Margaret Wild with Washington State University, as well as the veterinary department in Washington State University, has been doing extensive research about this TAHD. The TAHD was first identified and confirmed in Oregon in 2014. And this disease has been spreading county by county south. So from northern Oregon to central Oregon to southern Oregon, this disease has been spreading among the Roosevelt elk. And it was just reported a week or two ago that the TAHD was found in Del Norte County. This is of great concern. There is, quote, no cure for this disease in wildlife, and it appears to be transmitted through what's called digital dermatitis. And again, this is from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife in cattle and dairy cows. So this has been transmitted from wild stock into the wildlife with elk. And accordingly, being wildlife, it is not easily retreated. So I feel that the Department of Fish and Wildlife in California has not made informed decisions because they have never addressed this in any of their reports. I think that on your behalf, you could not make informed decisions or wildlife protection because Department of Fish and Wildlife has excluded this from their reports. Why they have omitted this from their reports and not addressed it, I do not know. It seems to me that that's extremely irresponsible and poor stewardship. I would like to ask that the 2020-2021 hunting regulations for Roosevelt elk be discarded, that it needs to be redone addressing the TAHD. The only way that we can prevent this happening to our elk is that elk-proof fencing needs to be established around the cattle in the areas where the disease has appeared.
Ms. Leonard, can I ask you to wrap up, please?
And I just did, sir. We need to establish elk fencing around the cattle where this disease has appeared in the Roosevelt elk. And I think the Department of Fish and Wildlife has been extremely deceptive in not addressing this in their report.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ms. Wheeler, thank you. Your time is up. I appreciate your comments, and feel free to send any more in by written comment. Thank you very much. Mr. Wheeler, we have one more speaker. Can we unmute Thomas Wheeler, please? Mr. Wheeler, go ahead, please. You'll have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I would also like to follow up on the same subject that Phoebe raised, the treponema-associated hoof disease, or TAHD, which is a bacterially associated syndrome which causes severe lameness in elk. As Phoebe related, it's been discovered in elk in Del Norte County, and this likely transferred down from southern Oregon to us here in California. There is no cure or effective treatment for wild populations, and the effects of TAHD are highly significant. In Washington State, in herds there, it has been found to cause lameness in 90% of elk in infected herds, and it is suspected to be the cause of a 35% population decline in an infected herd in Washington. Our only hope is to minimize disease transfer and to mitigate impacts where present. This will require the commission to promulgate new regulations to prevent disease spread and to mitigate impacts. Oregon and Washington can provide some degree of an example. They have put forward regulations themselves to limit disease spread, but these have obviously been insufficient. We also believe that it's necessary to re-examine hunting tags issued at the last meeting. As you know, the commission increased the number of elk tags issued at your April 16th meeting. The cumulative effects of this new disease, together with increased pressure on local herd populations from hunting, needs to be examined And the commission will be receiving a letter concerning this significant new information. So I would hope that the commission will, on its own accord, put this on its next agenda for further discussion. And we look forward to working with the department and with the commission on this issue. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. With that, I close public comment and want to make a couple fat last announcements. First of all, want to announce that our next meeting, June 24th and 25th, which is scheduled for Santa Ana, is likely to be via webinar and teleconference. We will let people know as soon as we have a final word on that. Following that, on July 29th is the next Marine Resources Committee meeting. And then August 18th is the tribal meeting, followed on the 19th and 20th by the full commission meeting in Fortuna, hopefully in person if we can do that. I want to remind everybody that at 9:30 in 24 minutes, we're going to be picking up with the Wildlife Resources Committee meeting. Please go to that agenda for information for logging on to that meeting in particular. With that, unless there's anything else, Melissa, I'll adjourn the meeting.
President Sklar?
Yep.
I do believe that Stafford Laird wanted to say something.
Okay, I do see that now. Thank you, Melissa. Stafford, go ahead, please.
Yes, President Sklar, commissioners, Stafford Laird, deputy director for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I just want to address the comments on the treponema-associated hoof disease in Del Norte County. We got confirmed presence of the disease in two Roosevelt elk earlier this month. This is new and novel to California. Yes, we knew that this was in Oregon and Washington and Idaho, but it was not under surveillance in California. When we got the data, we immediately began to put into place monitoring plans associated with that. We're going to be working collaboratively with the three Western states that are experiencing this. And it is, yes, it appears to be highly infectious among elk, but there's no evidence that it affects humans. And we are setting up monitoring stations right now in Del Norte County, and it will be incorporated in any future management as we learn more and surveillance reveals more. So I want to just assure people this was new and novel to California, but we have some of the best veterinarians in the nation all over this, and we're working collaboratively with those other states that are involved with it. So I just want to reassure everybody that we are paying attention to it and we are factoring it in to our management strategies as we learn more and surveillance reveals more.
Great, Stafford. Really helpful. Thank you. I'm glad we're on it. And thank you to the members of the public who brought it up. It will be part of our future discussions. So again, reminder that we will meeting again on June 24th and 25th, likely in cyberspace. But thank you all for participating, all 24 attendees and 20 the members of the staff and the department and the commission and commissioners who participated. With that, we adjourn to our next meeting. In June, and reminder that we will pick up again at 9:30 in about 21 minutes with the WRC. Thank you all so much.